Good afternoon, American Fork High School. My name is Brandon Maxwell. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. This is October 3rd, 2015 at the Wasatch Front Invitational. I will be adjudicating you in the caption of percussion ensemble performance. I'd like to wish you the best of luck. Looking forward to it. Appreciate the rhythmic control and the marimbas here in the front. Good sound quality. Appreciate the communication from person to person in the front ensemble. Good control of the triplet rolls. Watch the sticks up snares. Yeah. Watch that impact. All right, watch the triplet roll quality in the quads over on the drum three. All right, as we go from the buzz passages to the open diddles, we need to make sure it's very clear which one we're doing. Some of the diddles tend to be a little too close, and some of the buzzes tend to be a little too open. Yeah, watch the rhythmic clarity of that-to-get-up in the battery. Very nice clarity in the front ensemble. Yeah, let's watch some of the sextuplet passages. We're losing some sound quality in those quick passages in the marimbas. Make sure as our xylophone player moves up to crotalities, bum, that we are staying relaxed in those double stops. As the quads cross over with those right hands, we need to make sure that we're maintaining strong sound quality and we're not stabbing the mallet down into the drum. Yeah, we're almost picking the hand up a little bit too high, so the stick is approaching the drum with too much of an angle to get a good sound. Watch the timing of the crotali player to the rest of the vibes in the back row. Watch quality of the interbeat rolls here from snares to tenors. We need to make sure that right and left hands in the battery percussion ensemble are getting an even sound quality. Right now, the lefts are a bit weaker than the rights. Watch as we have the 16th note ostinato in the keyboard part, the electronic keyboard, that we're not occasionally speeding up. Okay, appreciate the training in the front ensemble here. We got a lot of neat stuff going on. We're getting some good sound quality. Just continue to look at how you can shape this and do things with this musically to make it more intriguing. As the front ensemble's got these split 16th note parts moving back and forth with the independent strokes, we need to make sure that those are all connecting together seamlessly. We don't want to hear any gaps in sound between them. Make sure the performers understand their role within that split part. The last da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da in the electronic keyboard. We're running out of time. Alright, as the battery ended, they did a pretty good job with tempo, but then we get in some of these da-da-da rhythms like that. We gotta make sure it's staying in time. Good control of the triplet rolls. Watch that hair ta. As we march around the field with the sticks in, make sure the snares are all holding the sticks in the same way. It's a little bit visually distracting. We have some holding the sticks a little higher than others. Same with the quads. We have some holding their mallets below the quads, some way above the quads. You know, we just want to get a little bit more professional look in the tacit position. As far as our bass drum voice goes, take a look at where our mallets are sitting on the drum. You know, we our top bass drummer is playing almost up at the top edge of the drum. Bass drum 2 is like 2 or 3 inches forward of the center. You know, it's just inconsistent from player to player. We just need to make that more uniform. Now watch timing, crotalis. Yeah, good release on the end of that phrase. You know, I appreciate the roll speed on the suspended cymbals as we have here. You know, the performers definitely understand how their roll speed relates to the volume of the cymbals that they're doing. So I can really appreciate that.
Yeah, watch pitch there. Watch performance as you get up from off the ground. Make sure you're getting up from off the ground.
Okay, as we start with the vibes here, I think we can really work to get a little bit more quality of sound in this moment so that we can hear the notes articulate. I realize it is a texture part, you know, to the ensemble, but we still need to hear articulation. All right, the battery's a little bit behind here. We need to make sure we're watching and anticipating that beat a little bit more. All right, we got to make sure quads are all playing the same drums. We got some people moving across the drums at different times than others. Appreciate the small body movement in the snares.
Yeah, be careful. It's not totally lined up perfectly with your ass
there. Watch the interbeat quality.
Aggressive tempo for battery.
Yeah, we're doing a pretty good job. Approach is pretty consistent. We just got to get some cleaner interbeats there. Watch that last triplet roll. In the quad voices, we have the triplet rolls. We need to work on sound quality.
Watch
clarity of the bass drums there as we get through that phrase. Yeah, tick-a-da-dum. We got to make sure that these rhythms are clear as this spacing spreads out and it gets harder. Make sure we're listening. All right, now as we get that electronic sample coming in just a little bit too hot, I think we could also do more to maximize that moment. It starts to sound, we get this really loud electronic sound, but we don't have much percussive impact to back it up. You know, really look to see what we can do, maybe adding some concert bass drum, you know, bass drum unison, or even like a nice percussive pad sound, you know, get on, you know, a sound library and download a really strong bass patch that we can use to back that up. Watch direction changes in the battery. I know it's kind of out of my caption, but we got to be changing direction at the same time. Make sure our quad players are prepping and turning their wrists at the same time for those double stops. Some of those we have those alternating flams. Make sure we're keeping the grace notes nice and tight, getting a little wide in the battery. Jigga-digga-dum. Right, left-hand sound quality. Come on, guys. Good job with the moving triplets, the arpeggiated patterns in the marimbas. Good approach in the marimbas. Watch that rhythm excel. We got to make sure we all understand the speed of those rhythm changes. Boom, chop, jump, jump, jump. Again, right to left hand as the snares turn their sticks over to play the last three notes with a matched grip. We really need to make sure that we've got the same sound quality from hand to hand there. We're kind of giving that up. You know, if it's audible up here in the box, it's definitely audible down there on the field. Okay, American Fork. The training of the ensemble is very, very, very evident, okay? There's a lot of really great things going on, especially in the front ensemble. I think we just really need to, you know, you got a month left, keep working on, you know, in the battery, work on clarity of inner beats and roll passages, making sure that we're lining those up. You know, when we get to that percussion feature, I think we just need to detail that a little bit more and define some of those volumes and things from player to player. You know, talk about where the students are supposed to listen, you know, and how they're blending with each other horizontally. We get into the front ensemble, you know, approach is the same, you know, from person to person. Really like it. Just work on maximizing some dynamic contrast at points. And then when we get into some of those split parts in the marimbas, we really need to make sure that those connecting together seamlessly as we go through. You know, I know some other, you know, hits and things in the crotales, you know, and other metallic voices that, you know, again, just need to watch, make sure that those are lining up vertically. You know, finally, you know, there's a couple spots where we get some electronic contribution, which is cool, but I think we can do more to maximize those those in the low end, you know, with some more deeper percussive sounds that might give you a little bit more impact in those moments, that might really help you, you know, in some of your other captions, especially in effect. Okay, American Fork, I enjoyed your performance. I really hope my commentary has been helpful for you. I wish you best of luck throughout the rest of your season. Thank you.